I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
What's up, you guys? Anna David here with Recover Girl, podcast all about addiction recovery flourishing. Sharing your dark to find your light. You can find this podcast all over the place, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever. Go to iTunes. I want my ranking higher. So if you didn't get this from iTunes, go back to iTunes and get it. You don't actually have to do that. If you listened to the podcast before, I'm so happy you're listening again. If you're new to the podcast, I hope that this episode makes you go, oh my God, where has this podcast been all my life? I have to go subscribe. Anyway, this is a special episode. I'm releasing it at a special time for a special reason. It is with my friend Austin Cooper of Sober Evolution. If you're a regular listener, you may wonder if everybody's named Austin because the last episode I released was with Austin Eubanks. No, not everybody's named Austin, just these two guests. The reason this is a special episode is that Austin Cooper and I have launched something called The Light Hustler Evolution. It is a merging of my company, Light Hustler, and his company, Sober Evolution. It is an accountability group, which right now is open to anybody who is listening. It is going to be nomination and application only soon enough, but right now it's open to all of you guys. Plus, if you join today, and when I say today, that means you have to have heard this episode right when I released it on December 31st of 2017, and you join right away, as in before 2018, you can get locked in at a special rate, 20% off. That's $20 a month. Yeah, way less than you pay for your coffee. And what we're going to do in this group is we are providing accountability to one another. We're going to be doing weekly seminars. We're going to be giving you tons of PDFs and worksheets. We're going to constantly be saying to you, what are your goals for 2018? And are you meeting them? We're going to have a book club. You're going to get discounts on all of our merchandise. It's super, super cool. To join, to get more information, go to lighthustler.com/community. That's lighthustler.com/community. In this interview, we talk a lot about this group. So if you have questions, listen to the rest of this episode and you're going to learn a lot more. You'll also learn about Austin. But really, the best way to learn about Austin is to join our group. You can join anytime right now as it's open. By the way, there is no obligation. You can join right now and hate it by January 17th and never see us again. We only want you there if you want to be there. So that's it. That's why you're listening to this episode. Well, you're listening to it also to get inspiration. Austin Cooper is amazingly inspiring. He's not even 5 years sober, and he has built Sober Evolution into such a sensation that he's been on 2020 and in all sorts of other places. So, love you guys. Happy New Year. Hope you like this episode.
We're going. Hi, you guys. Welcome. So excited that you're here to listen and see me, Anna David, talk to Austin Cooper.
Hey, how are you?
So if you are somebody who has ever made a New Year's resolution that you have not kept, or you know somebody who has ever made a New Year's resolution that they have not kept, it is your duty as their friend or loved one to go share this video right now, because we are going to be talking not just about how Austin got sober and built the Sober Evolution brand, sensation, corporation, whatever you want to call it, but also about how he's going to meet his goals next year and how other people are going to help him do that. So here we go. Austin, it's so good to be doing this with you. We've never actually, quote unquote, seen each other before.
Right. We've been online friends, building a friendship and all that through the internet.
Building an evolution. So in case you guys don't know, Austin and I have co-founded the Light Hustler Evolution. And what it is an accountability group and friendship circle that's launching January 1st. And we are so excited about it. So here's the deal. If you want to join, get locked in at a crazy 20% off discount, you have got to do it before January 1st. And I am going to provide the URL for you to be able to do that. If you're hearing this on my podcast, I'm afraid you're too late to get locked in at that 20% discount, but you can join at any time right now. This is going to be nomination only soon, but right now it is wide open to anybody who is watching this, follows us, all of that stuff. Just go to sober-evolution.com/light-hustler-evolution. I'm going to be giving that out again. So if you didn't get it, that's okay. You will get it later. If you want to know more about what this, group is, you can go to lighthustler.com/community. I am going to be putting this right now on the screen, but also I will be giving it out later. So enough of that. Let's talk about Austin. Well, first of all, let's say hey to Carrie Bates, Ed Thomas, Sarah. We're so psyched that you are here. We know Stuart Michelson's coming because he already told us. So Austin, hi. Tell us about your journey from drug addict to the man behind the Sober Evolution.
Sure. So again, I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad we're finally doing this and things are coming together. And it's crazy to think how far, we have all come in this lifetime. And, I've been sober nearly 5 years now. Back in April of 2013, I went to rehab.
So you were a derelict drug addict. Were you a derelict?
A what?
A derelict? Were you like a down and out drug addict? What was your addiction like?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was completely my priority in my life. It, everything revolved around it. I made sure of that. And it's, purely what I craved throughout my entire life for a long time, for about 10 years. And it really was taking me down. I couldn't afford bills. I was going further into debt. I dropped out of college multiple different times. So rising my debt without, really anything to show for it. And it was killing me. My health was at an ultimate low. My mental health was at an ultimate low. And, when I was presented with an intervention for my family, I had two choices, obviously. It was either keep doing what I'm doing, keep destroying my life, or go get help, accept where I was in life and decide to move forward from there. So, I didn't really even give myself a minute to think about it. I knew I had to make that decision right away. And that's what I did is let's better my life, let's suffer the consequences, figure things out, and really build on top of that. And so, I spent 22 days in rehab. And, that's where I was really fascinated because I knew that if I kept doing good things over time, that things would improve. And I was learning that through the counselors and the people that came in to speak at this treatment center. And so I was like, okay, let me, listen, let me write things down. That's what I did first thing is bring out basically a notepad and a pen at writing everything down. So the tools and resources. And really, that's where I kicked off my sobriety. So,
think it is? Why do you think you were open to this? I mean, here you were very self-obsessed in your addiction, like all addicts, and your family came to you. And why do you think that you were open as opposed to sort of shutting them down?
Well, I just was miserable at that point. I mean, I was at an absolute, mental bottom where, I was not really sure if I wanted to live anymore. And I think just seeing my family there, be there for me and want to be on my team to help me better my life. It made me realize that people really did care for me and that, I just need to learn to care for myself and that I can do that with this team and these good people around me that are going to help me do that. So it really was just this opportunity, that I hadn't had before, didn't think that I had before, even knew about before. And so this new opportunity sprung up and it was like, okay, let's do this.
Well, and here's what's interesting. What you guys don't know is that the way that Austin and I bonded is that we basically realized we connected through his girlfriend, Lara, originally, when I interviewed Lara over this exact medium. And I really saw in you the same thing that I feel, which is this, I'm making up for lost time. I'm going to make all my dreams happen, even things that I hadn't dreamt of before. I mean, I don't know about you, but I had, you know, I didn't have ideas of what I was going to do in my future. I was like, I'm going to be a glamorous person, but I had no actual goals really until I got sober. Did you?
I mean, I did just from, you know, the high school days, I think, you know, I dreamt of being a real estate agent, but really throughout my college career, you know, the 5 or actually 6 years after high school that I was still drinking and using, I mean, really my goals were kind of out the door, but in the back of my mind, I knew that I had big goals.
Oh no. Oh no. Uh-oh, Austin.
Disconnecting again?
Yes. Okay, there, you're back. You had big goals.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I just knew in the back of my mind that I did want a better life. I wasn't sure of my exact goals that I had, but I wanted, I think, just peace of mind. I wanted to be financially independent and, you know, I wanted to live a comfortable life and be able to one day have a family and support a family. And, you know, be a good parent and be a good, you know, future husband. And, you know, those were kind of my very broad goals in life. And I think a lot of people can relate to those. And so, you know, I kind of thought about that, you know, in the instance that the opportunity to go to treatment was presented to me.
Well, and so what you and I are doing is basically like we have a lot of experience, both of us, with sort of having these goals and not meeting them and then having them and meeting them. What really has impressed me about you is that you basically decided that you were going to build up Sober Evolution into being something, a brand, something people cared about. And you just did it in a short amount of time. Will you tell us about how you did that?
So kind of broke up there, but I think you were asking about Sober Evolution, how that kind of started off. So, you know, throughout my early recovery, I had started working with coaches, life coaches. I worked with a, you know, business mentor when I did get my real estate license. I worked with, you know, physical fitness coaches as well. And, you know, really studied about, you know, coaching in general. So I realized that, you know, working with someone, this accountability was incredible, but also I was gaining these amazing tools. And, you know, some of the tools, you know, were personal development books and really just the quotes that I would read from those and get from my coaches were things. They were, you know, these quotes that would completely change the course of my life and the way I thought and my philosophies and everything. And, you know, it was just amazing how profound just one sentence could really make in my life if I chose to understand it and make those same changes to my own life. And so, you know, later on in 2016, January of 2016, almost 2 years ago, I was like, how can I get these quotes out here to more people so that maybe, you know, they can see it and it can change their philosophies on life and really change the course of their life for the better as well. So I started like creating just these cheap looking, you know, memes, if you will, with quotes that were easily able to be put on social media, especially Instagram. And so I started posting them on there. I started messing around with the hashtags and, you know, a lot of people started seeing them and sharing them and, you know, really commenting and, you know, saying how much that really did change their way of thinking and change their life. And so I was like, well, just going to continue doing this and kind of telling my story and how it changed my perception in my life through that. And just before I knew it, I mean, it went from zero to, you know, 10,000 followers within a month and a half. And, you know, it's just grown from there. And it's really become a very interactive form of social media. I switched that over to Facebook later on in 2016, and it grew from there. I've got a private group and I've obviously got this group at Sober Evolution, the business page, and you know, it's just done amazing things. And you know, I've been invited to do really cool things such as podcasts, beyond, you know, local news channels, even be a part of the ABC's 2020 with Diane Sawyer special they had with Elizabeth Vargas. And you know, it's just amazing how much positivity can really spread through this world. And so I just don't see myself backing down anytime soon. Let's, you know, keep building this.
Well, not to be Miss Pollyanna, but what I loved, and I think is such an important message, and is one that we're going to be promoting and talking about a lot in our private group, the Light Hustler Evolution, by the way, is that you started off as wanting to do something that was of service. You didn't say, you know what, I'm going to build up this big brand and I'm going to become this big baller in the recovery industry. You said, these quotes really helped me. I bet they can help other people. And I swear to God, every time I start a project like that, with that philosophy, it works. And every time I start it with, I'm going to be so successful at this and in me, it doesn't work. Have you had that experience in your life too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, trying to go after something, I think for the wrong reasons, has never worked. And I think we always have this instinctive feeling when we might be doing something more for, you know, and a different reason than really giving back. And it just never has worked out. And so, you know, since then, I've just decided, let's just stick with doing the right thing and doing a good thing for other people and just see where that goes. I mean, that's so enjoyable to me that, you know, it's just worth every minute of spending time and effort towards giving out positivity and helping people when you can without asking for anything in return.
And on that note, so what we're going to be doing, and so this group, which is open now, if you join now, you already are in there. And I'm going to talk about some of the people. We have charter members, like, speaking of people giving back, Ryan Hampton, recovery advocate, Scott Steindorf, who's a Golden Globe winning producer, TV and movie producer, Lisa Smith, author of Girl Walks Out of a Bar, will be doing Facebook Lives in that group. And we've already got in there really cool Facebook friends and friends that I've been communicating with for a long time, like Sean and Ayana, who's in my All the Right Moves coaching program, Kelly, Stuart, Marlena. We're so psyched you're there. And our plans for in there is every week, Austin and I are going to be going in and chatting with you guys. But the important thing is that everybody is going to figure out what their goals are and how they're going to meet them. I'm a certified life coach as well. So we're going to be taking everything I've learned from that and giving each other SMART goals, which are, you know, short, measurable, accountable, relevant, and time sensitive. So we don't go in there and say, okay, this year I'm going to, you know, become a millionaire and all of this stuff. It is, what can I accomplish? Can I pay off debt? How am I going to do that? Can I write a book? How am I going to do that? And, you know, and Austin and I are going to be doing little Facebook Lives and tutorials on all the things that we have figured out how to do. For me, it's write books and articles and start podcasts. And for Austin, it's building up a following, because without a following, nobody cares that you have books and podcasts and articles. So we're like a dream team, I think. So is there anything you want to add right now, Austin, about our awesome freaking group?
Well, I'm super excited about it, especially because of the accountability piece. You know, it's something that I didn't know anything about before, you know, first joining recovery. You know, later on when I started coming up with these reachable goals, you know, sometimes it was just kind of difficult for me to keep myself accountable. And so that's when I started working with coaches and surrounding myself around like-minded people who were goal-oriented and who were positive and encouraging and would even be able to challenge me to do things that would just pull me in so much closer to my goals. It would keep me accountable. And so I think that piece of Light Hustler Evolution is going to be the biggest piece of it. It's really going to help us, you know, when we say that we're going to do something to other people, it really does give us this extra push to go out and do it. And, you know, even if it sounds like a small push, really, I think it's a lot more profound than a small push. I mean, it really makes a huge, huge difference. And it has for me, and I'm sure you can agree, and every other, you know, coach or entrepreneur or, you know, whatever it is, someone who's, you know, accomplishing these great things can agree to that.
Well, yes. And for me, I tell this story all the time, so forgive me if you've heard it before, but I had always wanted to write a book. I went to go stay with my friend Melanie in London. She said, well, we both always talk about wanting to write a book. Why don't we each send each other 500 words every Sunday? And I live in LA, so I assumed that everything we say doesn't really happen. I was like, sure. And the next Sunday I got her 500 words and I realized she was serious. And because she was serious, I had to be serious. So I wrote 500 words and then she did it again the following week. And then I had 1,000 words and those 1,000 words became my first book, Party Girl. And I absolutely would never have done it had my friend not said to me, we're each going to do this. And so accountability is a huge factor for what we're going to be doing in this group. We're encouraging everybody to get actual partners in the group. We, you know, we've already seen that there are like 2 people in Austin and they're like, great, let's meet, let's have coffee. We've got 2 people in England and they're meeting up. So, but you don't have to be in the same city because we're going to be accountable as a group. We're posting what we're doing and what we're giving you guys are all these sheets. We've kind of had fun coming up with our, well, we started at bucket list, then we switched it to goals. Do you want to talk a little bit about those different sheets we've made?
Yeah. I mean, they're really all reachable goals and they're very, very common, but not always, it's not always easy for us to think of, you know, 100 different things that we might want to accomplish, you know? And so sometimes it is hard to set goals for ourselves because we're not really sure what we want. But when you look at all a list of these goals in certain areas, whether that's, you know, finance or romance or business, whatever it is, then it's like, oh, wait, that is a goal of mine. It kind of rebrings that up into your life. And or you can find something. It's like, actually, I would love to do that. I would love to accomplish that. So, you know, I think this list, these lists that we're creating are going to be awesome and really help people figure out what they want to accomplish in 2018 and really moving forward for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And I just realized this cool thing. I'm going to put this up on the screen. A life wheel is something that's pretty, is that showing, by the way? It's not showing on my screen, but do you see a URL for a life wheel?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I just put it in the comment section too. So it's there. You know, so this is when you study life coaching, they give you this life wheel and it's all the different areas of your life. And that's what we created the documents for. So it's career, finance, health, family, friends, romance, personal growth, and fun and recreation. And obviously, we all come at these with different, you know, different goals for the year. You know, I've noticed in the group, people are already posting. Sometimes it's a lot about financial goals. It's a lot about career goals. But also, I'm seeing meditation as something that a lot of people want to do. And people have been messaging me and saying, is this a group only for writers? And is this a group only for people in recovery? And do I qualify? I'm only a month sober. None of these things matter. Austin, do you want to talk a little bit about how, who this is welcome to, which is to say everybody?
Yes. I mean, really it is everybody who wants to accomplish something. And, you know, what's amazing and what I've found amazing is that in my recovery, the, you know, kind of steps towards bettering my life in recovery, the steps I took towards getting my real estate license, the steps towards becoming a life coach, towards starting Sober Evolution, starting the LLC Sober Evolution, all of these things, you know, really have these universal principles. And so what we're going to be teaching and talking about and the tools that we're going to be showing in this group have to do with really everything. Anything that you want to succeed in life follows these basic principles, and that's exactly what we're going to be teaching. And so I don't care what your goal is, even if it seems like the weirdest goal to other people, that doesn't matter. If it's important to you, let's figure out how we can help you accomplish that. So anybody and everybody is welcome who really does want to accomplish big things.
Now, an important thing to discuss is that you are making no commitment. You can join 1 month. If you hate it, we only want people there who are going to love it. So if you join again before January 1st, you can get it at 20% off and you're locked in at that 20% off rate. Or again, as long as we are open and not nomination only, you are welcome to join. That will change, but we don't have a set date for when we're tapping off. We want to keep it an intimate group because our goal is for us all to be friends and to know each other and to meet up and to do all of those things. Austin, what would you like to see happen with the group?
Well, obviously, I would like to see people saying that, they were able to accomplish something or, even just their day-to-day accomplishments. I think, when we really break down these bigger goals into smaller things, there are things that you can do day-to-day differently that is going to bring you towards that goal. And so just seeing progress, I think that is the most exciting thing. And it really has been that way in my coaching career so far, my one-on-one coaching. And so seeing it on, really a bigger level with a wider group of people from all over the world, like that, it's just going to be the coolest thing. And I can't wait for that.
By the way, I should mention also, when you join, you get discounts on Austin's one-on-one coaching, discounts on my coaching program. Okay, I told Austin I may do this, and I cannot believe I'm going to. If you see this broadcast either now or later, I will give you my course. If you join as a result of being motivated by this conversation, I have an All the Right Moves writing course, which I sell for $497, and I will give it to you for free. It includes 5 book proposals by best-selling authors. It includes how to pitch magazines, how to write a book proposal, all the videos, all the PDFs. This is kind of insane, but if you are here, I know you're motivated, and I want to give it to you. So all you have to do is when you join, send me an email, anna@annadavid.com, and I'm going to put that here and just say, I joined because I saw your Facebook Live with Austin and I want your course. And I will set up a free account for you that's lifetime access to this course. So you're basically getting, I'm writing you a check for $500, which is insane, but I haven't had my coffee yet. So whatever. Austin mentioned, you remember when we were talking last night, you talked about a video that you have that you're going to be giving to anybody who's already in the group. What is that video?
Yeah. So, throughout the process of building Sober Evolution, there have been ways that I've really been able to boost the awareness of it. And it's all, free ways. It's just these tools and techniques that people aren't really sure about. And so that is a big thing because, some of our goals would be it would be easier to accomplish if we did have some sort of social media following. And so, the video that I've made basically has every single step I've taken, every tool and technique that I've used to really build Sober Evolution to where it's at today on Instagram and on Facebook. I'll probably make a brand new video for the whole thing just for the group. It's something that not a lot of people know about. And I've come across a number of people who really do want and need a large following on Instagram or Facebook. And so this is going to be key and it's really, really going to help a lot of people.
I have to say, I was one of those who was very late to this game. I really thought, oh, you just write books and you do these things and people will care. And I'm inspired by, I will say one of the ways that Austin and I connected is that I said, well, I've got this coaching program. He started posting about it and I was flooded with people who trust Austin and wanted to be a part of it because of that. And that's amazing because you guys can be producing incredibly high quality content. And sadly, for better or worse, we live in a world right now where we get to go directly to the audience. I now think this is a great thing. I don't think we need publishers. I don't think we need television production companies. I think we can be our own publishers and our own production companies and our own businesses. And my goal is to help everybody else do that because I've been a lot happier since I've been doing it for myself. And I think that's really what's possible, especially in 2018. Okay. Well, you guys, we're going to come close to wrapping it up. And Austin, is there anything I didn't ask you or you want to talk about?
Well, I think right now would just be a great time to brainstorm some of these things that you want to accomplish in this upcoming year. I think that's such a good thing, just to really spend time brainstorming and writing it down. From there, you know, I think it's so undervalued to write things down and take notes. I know I showed this earlier. I bring a notepad and pen everywhere with me because I never know when I'm going to come up with an idea and want to write something down. I think you mentioned that you do a similar thing as that. And, you know, it never ceased to fail me to have notes. Plus, it's an extra little piece of accountability there when it's written down. It's a constant reminder. And so I encourage everybody to do that. And yeah, come join us in our group, and then we'll see how we can break those down and get you rocking and rolling each and every day to move you towards those goals. And yeah, let's knock them out.
Okay, I just want to add, since you did that, this was me driving yesterday. I drove from San Francisco to LA. I was getting these ideas, and I was like, I mean, I haven't seen if they're legible. And I swear to God, I was on the road, but I do the exact same thing. And I appreciate that we're both old school and we're not writing it on our phones. We're writing it in notebooks. Okay, you guys, Sarah, Stuart, everybody, Asif, everyone who has been commenting, we're so grateful that you care, that you're watching this. We would love to get to know you better. If you are interested in finding out more about this group, I'm going away tomorrow, but I'm very available today. If you want to email me, anna@annadavid.com with any questions, or you can just sign up. Is the URL still up on the screen? I can't see it.
Yes. Well, the life wheel is up on the screen. Then I see up at the top, you've got the Light Hustler Evolution. So that's it.
Okay, good, good, good. So you can go to lighthustler.com/community to learn more. And that's it. We love you guys. Even if you don't join, have a happy new year. Awesome. Thank you. We will talk later. Love you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hey, Anna here again. If you liked this podcast, I hope you'd consider giving it a review. You don't have to. I hope you like it either way. But if you like it and you want to like go click subscribe or give it 5 stars or even 4 stars and leave a couple nice words, God, I would love you for it.